go through what you would have to do in order to take a measurement of the sexton?
Oh, well, there's about 50 steps.
Right. Maybe the condensed version.
There are 50 steps to doing 50 steps for doing sight reduction by 229. Okay? So to explain it very simply, it's like this. If you shoot about 3 or 4 stars, or you shoot 5 stars,
yeah,
let's say, just to say, you shoot a series of stars, depending upon how much light you have, how much visibility, how much time you have. The time when you're most likely to shoot the stars is when the sun is setting, mm-hmm, and it's just below the horizon, and the stars are prominent stars, navigational stars.
Yeah.
And there's approximately 75 navigational stars. Well, there's 154 listed in the Nautical Almanac. Mm-hmm. See? So you got plenty of stars to select from. But you take a star like Sirius. If Sirius is up in the sky, you're going to see that even while the sun is partially up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as it's twilight.
Yeah.
So what you do when you hit nautical twilight and celestial and civil twilight in that area, you're shooting, mm-hmm, your stars. And this is when the sun is about 3 or 4 degrees below the horizon. Mm-hmm. You see, anywhere from about 8 to 4 degrees below the horizon, you know, in that area, there's enough light on the horizon so it's distinguishable and easy enough so that when you have the star, one half of the mirror maintains the star and the field,
yeah,
and the other half is aimed at the horizon, say. And you bring them, and as you bring the index arm, mm-hmm, on the sextant, you bring that star down, and this is what's known as shooting a star, you know?
So when the sun's just going down, or it has just gone down, then really the only stars that are out are all going to be nautical stars, because they're the most prominent ones.
Yeah, this is what you generally shoot.
Yeah.
Because these are stars of the highest magnitude.
Yeah.
Of light. In other words, they're first magnitude stars, a second magnitude stars, a third. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because by the time you get to a fourth or fifth magnitude star, it becomes innocuous, you know? And there's another thing. The ship is moving and bouncing around.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you have to take your shots, you have to brace yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to select an angle of one series of shots where you can get that, you know.
Right, yeah.
It becomes difficult.
Yeah.
It's physically difficult sometimes, and it's as hard to shoot on a big ship as it is on a damn yacht when you're bouncing around.